Chapter 46. During the middle of his eighth grade year, students began talking about where they were going to go to high school. In Ron's part of Newark, if you weren't going to Barringer, you had to compete for entrance into a school.
"I don't understand why he can't go to a public school," said George.
"I don't want him there."
"How are we going to pay for it?"
"We'll find a way." Ron listened to them talking, and his face showed his utter contempt for George. George caught the look and said,
"I'm just saying, Ronald."
"Saying what?"
"The Barringer is a good school."
"It's not as good as the private schools, and they don't put up with any nonsense," said Marjorie.
George felt defeated. They never listened to him. He couldn't even tell them that he won $50 in a card game because she would be crazy about him gambling.
The entrance exams were on Saturday. They staggered them so that guys would have a chance to apply to the big three, which were Seton Hall, St. Benedict's, and New Jersey Catholic. St. Peter's was even better school, but it was in Jersey City, and that thought frightened Marjorie. The tests were long. At St. Benedict's, it was a three-hour exam. Seton Hall and New Jersey Catholic were both 2 hours long. Each came with a $20 application fee. For girls, the choices were more limited. Of course, the nuns encouraged them to attend Our Lady of the Forlorn, and there was East Orange Catholic. But that was about it, unless someone wanted to trek across the Passaic River to a co-ed high school called Queen of Peace. His friends talked of little else. It caused a gender separation because none of them wanted to consider Queen of Peace. Richie announced, "I'm going to Seton Hall." Dave Spinelli said, "I think I'm going to Jersey. My parents think it's a good school. It's the closest." Ron didn't say anything. He'd been accepted into all three schools, but wasn't sure if there was enough money for any of them. He would have liked to go to the hall with Richie, but he didn't want to get his hopes up.
"Ronald, I'm really proud that you did so well on the entrance exams."
"Thanks, Mom."
"George is proud, too," said Marjorie.
She was always trying to cue George to say something. George nodded and grunted.
"New Jersey Catholic is a good school," said Marjorie.
Ron nodded.
"The tuition isn't a lot more than where you are now."
"It'll be fine," said Ron. He was trying really hard to hide his disappointment. He was relieved that it wasn't going to be Barringer. He went into his room and tore up the acceptance letters to Seton Hall and Benedict's. Through the door, he heard George's muffled voice say,
"I don't know how we're going to do it."
Ron punched the mattress as hard as he was able. He felt stupid. Why should he care if they sent him to Barringer or Seton Hall or New Jersey Catholic? Things still wouldn't feel right. Right now, the best thing about George that Ron could conceive was that he belonged to a club that had a rotation of paperback porn. He found that certain lines excited him. He didn't know why. He would just feel this rush after he'd read them and want to read them again and again. And then it would happen. At the same time that he loved his time alone with those books, they caused his disdain for George to even grow deeper. George hid them, buried in the dirty clothes of the laundry basket in the bathroom. Ron would take them out and bring them back into his room and then return them. He knew that it was Mother who emptied the laundry. He wondered what she did with the books when she found them.